Lesson 1. My intention for creating this audio series is to lay the foundation and premise from which we will take our lessons in completing the Determine Your Ideal, Creating a Life of Fulfillment and Prosperity workbook. This first lesson is about you and your position in the game of life and how to play your game within the game of life. What is life? Well, let's do a little examination. From the Webster's Dictionary, life is defined as the time a person or thing is alive or exists, the source of liveliness. Now we'll want to define exist. This means to have reality or being, to occur or be present, to continue being. Being means existence, life, fundamental nature, one that lives or exists, personality. Personality means distinctive individual qualities of a person, which means your individuality, which includes your personality, distinctiveness, particularity, separateness, dissimilarity, singularity, air, manner, habit, eccentricity, way of doing things, originality. In other words, darling, you are an authentic original. Isn't that wonderful to know? Listen, I want you to get the idea that there is life all around you, pulsating, vibrating, and beating rhythmically to your thoughts, your thinking, your word. I want you to pay close attention to this because I'm going to demonstrate how life is played and how to win in the game of life. Life is energy, and energy is power, force, strength, vigor, liveliness, get up and go, oomph. Life is basically pure spirit or spiritual essence in its purest state. Pure spirit has no mass, no motion, no wavelength, no form, no limitations, and no location in space and time. Pure spirit also has the infinite potential ability to create and to perceive. Before pure spirit is formed into a life force presence, it has the infinite potentiality of everything and anything because it is in a formless state that is neither mental nor physical. Now, what this means is that you get to form this pure spirit into whatever you want to create. And you do this with your thoughts and your feelings combined with appropriate actions. What is life force presence? Life force presence is a projected emanation which does have form and substance stemming from and created by pure spirit. In other words, darling, pure spirit has taken a portion of itself to create, to form, to give substance to life force presence. A life force presence has the infinite potentiality of everything, which is now in a form and has become a substantial substance. It is infinite in depth, breadth, size, and scope. In its pure state, a life force presence is capable of unlimited presence, aliveness, powers, duplication, permeation, intelligence, abilities, cleverness, strengths, skills, creation, love, truth, harmony, knowledge, know-how, responsibility, control, experience, exchange, and infinite integrity. Now is a good time to take advantage of your dictionary to define each of these terms and then use your thesauruses so you can get into the spirit of the word. Remember this. A whole life force presence is in a state of oneness with all these capabilities, and it has the infinite potential ability to create and to perceive. Who are you? Know that you are a spiritual being who has the ability to perceive, intend, to visualize, to create, and attract. You and your body consist of a mass of life force presence and particles. The less life force presence or particles an individual or team has, the less likely the individual or team will have the ability to make their dreams, creations, desires, needs, and wants manifest into real life. So the foundation of this course is to get you to know who you are, where your energy comes from, and how to regenerate your energy, your life force presence, and particles. This ability will free you up to create, design, and live the life you were born to live. In other words, in order to hold your position in life, you must know who you are and operate from that premise. One of the most extraordinary and effective ways to do this is to create a mantra for your life. Your personal mantra is your song that you sing to yourself about yourself. It will serve as your foundation. It will help you to hold your position, which allows you to show up in life more powerfully. Your life's mantra must emanate from the essence of you. Start your mantra with "I am," which is pure spirit. From Exodus 3:14 in Scripture, "I am that I am" translates into "I am that I shall become," which means out of pure spirit, combined with your individuality, your personality, and your raw, pure potentiality, you have the capacity to create and design the life of your dreams. As you're working and flowing in your workbook, you will begin to create your life's mantra. Again, creating your life's mantra must emanate from the essence of you. Think of "I am that I am." "I am" is the pure spirit within you, the God part within you. It is that is or isness of you. That "I am" is who you shall become or who you want to become, which means out of pure spirit combined with your individuality, your personality, and your raw pure potentiality, you have the capacity to create and design the life you want by determining your ideal and then creating the products and or services that others are willing to pay good money for. It's based on what you want to create and how you want your life to flow. You see, this is the God within you, you flowing out of you. Who do you want to become? You becoming you is a process that is born out of who you already are. Your life's mantra is born out of you. And your ideal life is created out of your life's mantra. Use your workbook to help you with this process as well. What do you want to contribute to the world? Really, I want you to think about this. What do you want to contribute to society? Your contribution to the world, to humanity, to society, is born right out of your passions, your desires, your individuality, your raw potential, and the life you desire to create for yourself. If you viewed life as a game, would you say you're playing your A game? Really, think about this for a minute. If you viewed your life and life itself as a game, would you say that you're playing your A game? My hope is that you will take all of the knowledge that you are acquiring and the knowledge that you will continue to acquire through this audio series and your workbook and apply it to your life. In order to live your life by your own design, you must get this knowledge out of your head and apply it to your life. Apply what you've learned so far and run it out during the week. And each week that you're participating and working in your workbook to create and design the life of your dreams, I'm telling you, if you are acquiring substantial, sustainable, applicable knowledge that you can start implementing into your life right now, which is going to empower you to start winning more consistently in your own life, Don't wait until tomorrow, darling. Start today, because you know what? Right now is all that you have.